Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, probably the best podcast in all of Texas, and probably the only one I've ever heard of. So crank it up and enjoy.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, taking you to the extreme.
Hi, this is Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
From La Cocina Studios, this 148th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Travis.
This is Chris.
And thank you so much for joining us today, guys. We have a really sad show. A lot of crazy crap that's not good happened this week.
So we're starting off with Raw, then.
I guess. Well, more like starting off with some news.
No. What's the...
That's what you were looking for,
yeah,
Travis?
Yeah. It's been a while since we heard that. Yeah.
It's trying to do the MTV
version. Right. Oh, I got you.
All right. Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
This guy
with a news fix over here. All right. So what do we want to do first?
Well, let's start with chronological order. 33 years ago.
32
years ago.
Right.
Long time ago.
Snuka's then girlfriend.
I'm still older than that.
Dead.
Yes.
Snuka was, one of the suspects.
Mm-hmm.
There was never enough evidence to plant the MacGuffin on him. That changed this morning.
To plant the MacGuffin?
Wow.
Okay. I'll explain to you later.
All right.
That changed this morning.
Yes.
Travis, explain how.
Oh, I only read the story like a few hours ago, Chris. Don't put me on the spot like that. and I know that's why I did that, because he didn't do it either. So.
Right.
But no, I mean, that's something that we've known for, not one to known, but I mean, it's been rumors for years. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, didn't he kill his girlfriend back in the 80s or something? But there's never every evidence. Apparently now they took it to, not the Supreme Court, but resident Supreme Court they took it to. But they've been uncovering other evidence and things like that, and now they think they have a case. So this morning they went to his house, they arrested him,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to take him to a jury.
Yep. So. Now he did post bail, so he's back home, but yeah. The whole process is already, you know, in the works now. So the apparently there was like some forensic evidence that shows that the bruising on her body was consistent with somebody hitting something that's stationary,
right.
And also
a blunt object.
Yeah,
much.
A blunt object, yeah. Blunt stationary object. So that's what we're reading on the news with the Z. But a lot of news sources are reporting this, not just, you know, dirt sheets. So this all seems to be pretty legit. So
remember the time Piper hit Earthquake with a coconut?
See, he's substituting in Jimmy Superfly for Earthquake, because apparently, I guess, yeah, the joke is speculation, I guess.
You're off the network.
Yeah.
No, actually, WWE released a statement.
What did they say?
They said that it'll ultimately be up to the courts to decide.
Mm.
So they, no, nothing. They're not going to do anything right now. They're just going to wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
So you could play devil's advocate on it, or you could say, okay, well, there you go. They're just going to wait to see what happens, the final decision. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, come on. Hogan just says a word.
Yeah.
This guy kills someone.
Yeah.
And you're not going to say anything about it? Come on now. But I guess legally you want to at least play it out.
It highlights the overreaction or underreaction, depending on how you look at it, of both of those situations.
Exactly,
here.
Exactly.
You know, it's not on an equal playing field. And that might just be because one of them is Hulk effing Hogan and the other is Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Yeah, sure. Jimmy Superfly Snuka is popular to wrestling folk, but your regular MTV watching, you know, 20 something right now, like, well, who's that guy? Oh, Tamina's dad. Yes, Tamina's dad.
No, they'll be saying, who's Tamina?
They're saying, what's a Tamina?
What's a Tamina? So maybe it's because he's not as popular. There. How if I.
Yeah, I think
that
up
way?
To a point, I think he was still relevant in just pop culture. Like, people knew the name. But I think even nowadays, I think it's so far.
He's been off of television for so long that I think he's kind of been in the.
Even WrestleMania 25, it was like, we knew who he was, but it was like, could you get anybody else?
Yeah.
You know, it's not, no disrespect to Snuka, but I mean, besides, when you put him up against other people like that, other legends, but then it's just, he can't go. I mean, he couldn't go. Like, he, you know, say what it is, health reasons, you know, now, I mean, he was, earlier this month, he was diagnosed with, colon cancer.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't even know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's, past catching up to somebody or whatever the case may be, but, anyway, that's the latest we have on the Dota B is pretty much just kind of, you know, twiddling their thumbs waiting for the courts to make a decision. Do y'all have any thoughts on that?
Basically, what I'm thinking here is that, yeah, he was under a lot of suspicion. Now that we have new technology, new evidence, it's probably more than likely true, but at the same time, I feel like, let's wait till we see what all this new evidence is, because for all we know, this could be, you know, just a stupid, dumb luck thing that, hey, it wasn't him. Or maybe it wasn't, you know, planned out murder, but maybe some sort of accident, manslaughter or something. So I don't really know. But I'm willing to wait and see.
Devil's advocate here. Somebody has to do this. He's already been to jail. He's getting convicted of murder. The dude's already got colon cancer. And from experience in my family, it spreads fast. Over or under that he makes it to the end of the year? By choice or by force?
Even then, this distress of everything, that could be a factor as well, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take under. What about you?
Well, I hate to, you know.
I play Deadpool.
Right? Yeah. I hate to play, yeah, just to have a pool on when the guy's going to die, but yeah. I don't know. More than a year. I don't know.
All right.
Well, speaking of death, some moron got shot outside the performance center.
Oh, oof.
He was just wounded, though. He wasn't. He didn't die.
Yeah. He got shot. He's in ICU.
Right.
Some guy who apparently there's more and more details coming out, but the one detail is. That he was obsessed with Lita, obsessed with wanting to be in the performance center. He tried to walk into headquarters in Stanford and they told him no or something. And, he peed all over the side of the performance center, rubbed it all over the side of the performance center.
And got arrested that day.
Got arrested, got a restraining order put on him. And he still showed up at the performance center with a gun and talking all crazy.
Knife.
Oh, it was a knife.
A knife.
And cops tried to subdue him, and hands up, don't shoot.
Cop felt threatened.
Yeah.
Bang.
Boom, boom. And now he's in the hospital.
And good for him.
Okay.
Well, what do you want me to say? Look, okay. You know, being obsessed or whatever, stalkish, or whatever the case may be with this guy, that little fact you just kind of skimmed over there.
What was that?
He urinated on the side of the building.
Well, I didn't skim over. I said it.
And he had feces that he rubbed all
smeared on the.
Okay, let's stop. Right, let's stop right there.
Ass biscuits.
Let's stop right there. It's one thing to be so pissed off. You're just gonna, you know, just piss everywhere or whatever the case may be. But to actually take shit.
Mm-hmm.
In your hands.
And put it on a microphone and stick the microphone in the Miz's face and try to interview him.
No, that's comic gold.
Oh.
No. to take in your hands and then shove it and rub it all over a building. That's, you got problems.
Wait, in his defense, is anyone else in the performance center tough enough to do that?
Good point.
All right. Well, if you don't like to get shot at, ask Dean Ambrose what it's like to get stabbed.
Jeez, it has just kept on coming this past week. Yeah, apparently some fan at a house show decided, hey, I'm going to try to stab Dean Ambrose.
Probably because that guy's girlfriend is going off about Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. From what I didn't hear too much about this little news thing.
Did you see the video?
I didn't see the video, no. Did he actually get, he didn't get stabbed. Right?
He tried to run up behind him, trying to run up on him, and Dean just kind of like, turned and like shoved him off and he fell down and then there was security and Dean was like, what? And he started walking away. In the video, you can't really see whether or not the guy had a knife in his hand, but that's what everybody is saying. But in the video, it's kind of blurry. You can't really tell. It looks like it's just somebody, some crazy fan trying to run up and give him a hug or who knows. But yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah. It'd be better if...
if it happened to Reigns.
What I was going to say was if he was a heel trying to get over, you know, yeah. And he's actually doing a heel promo before all that, mm-hmm. and he actually got someone so riled up.
In the Omni at Atlanta after a steel cage match when he couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So,
but no, he wasn't being a heel.
Yeah, so I don't know. So. It's some crazy... the crazies. That's what we're dealing with this week. The crazies.
The crazies.
Ah, great transition. Bram, again, arrested for abuse of the opposite sex. Who wants to jump into this?
Well, it was revealed through, I guess, court docs or whatever, because of all this, that he and Charlotte are still married, I guess.
Married, but separated?
Yeah, they're married, but separated. So, yeah.
But this, I wonder why.
But no kidding. But this was his new girlfriend, Ashley something rather. I can't remember her full name. Yeah. But
see, you can have relationships while you're still married.
If you're Bram.
He goes hardcore, though.
Oof-ta. Continue, Travis.
Well, where can I go from there? So I guess this it makes it even better for Charlotte's court case.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I don't know. But it is what it is, I guess. It's
this guy's got bad luck with the law.
Sanity?
With women, too.
Bad luck with sanity?
Travis, it was breaking news to Travis, like, oh, he was in the Ascension for a cup of coffee, and then he got fired because of domestic abuse. Now he gets to TNA, he finally gets to a position where he could be somebody, and he gets this happened to him, and he's indefinitely suspended.
Yeah.
While all this is going on. So,
I don't mind, TNA will be shut down by the time he gets out anyway. Yeah. I thought the first time he punched a cop or something like that.
Really?
When he got fired from NXT.
I don't know.
I don't think was...
I didn't even know he was a guy back then.
No kidding, right? I didn't know. I don't know what's a Bram.
Yeah, I don't think he was even Bram at the time. Yeah. He was, I don't know, jobber number two. I don't know. Jason Jordan. That's who he was. He was Jason Jordan.
Man, you guys are the transitions. Speaking of getting fired, how about Rollins' girlfriend?
I bet Rollins is kicking himself in the ass so hard right now for leaving his gorgeous wife for this dumb hoe who now is like, oh yeah, I like swastikas and Nazis and I'm gonna get fired.
By the way.
Like, come on now. Like,
didn't she learn from JBL?
He means the goose stepping incident in Germany.
Ah, yes. But see,
again, comedy gold.
Yes. He's a heel. I mean, that's what he was supposed to do. And he did it in Germany. Oh God.
Yeah, he still crossed the line.
He didn't get fired.
He did, again, from MSNBC. Not from WWE.
That goes back to stuff that happened years ago that was uncovered on her Twitter.
Yeah, it was a while back. Yeah.
Let's go show you. Know who you're dating.
Yeah.
If they have a Twitter, let's scroll through it a couple of times.
Yeah, their Instagram, let me take a peek.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all the tweets. You can just, like, there's the thing that says photo. Click on that. And just kind of skim through the photos and see swastikas come up or, you know.
Your own penis picture.
Yeah, something. Yeah. You know.
Did you hear her defense of it?
I read it, but I forgot it. If you know it off the top, explain.
Basically, she had said that, oh, well, it was just, you know, before Nazi Germany, it was a
it was
sign
still
of
a logo. Good. It was still a logo before the
yeah, like it was
thing,
a sign
Buddha
of
or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a good luck, supposed to bring you good luck or something like that. And that she liked My Little Pony. It's just on a pony, and it was just a funny thing. I saw the picture.
My Little Pony had Hitler
mustache doing
the
Heil. Yes, the whole nine. Mine! Get it?
Yes, I get it.
Thank you.
Oh, long live Red Skull.
Red Skull. The Top Banana is joining us on the Periscope and says, hey, jackasses, where's my segment?
Oh, here it is. Hulk Hogan was on ABC.
Yes.
Travis, you
Why
saw
Why
are
you going to me?
You saw this footage.
I actually did not see this footage. Right, so, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
I read transcript, but from you.
Yeah. It was basically Humble Hogan pleading his case.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, That's actually what he said. Very good. Yeah. He did watch it. No, he just, you know, made a case. Actually, the lady interview him
was white, so of course, this
she was taking a side. Yeah, no, but she was, she pointed out at the start of it that everybody's coming to his defense. They had pictures like Rock and God, there's like two or three other people that was
Rock is Samoan, so he doesn't count,
right?
Uh-huh. Michael Jackson. I mean, you don't know what he was when he came out anyway, so you don't know. Blake Griffin's not black.
You're gonna have to go on Good Morning America here pretty soon and apologize.
They should have had Hogan in the room with Don Lemon from CNN and just let him like eat him a new asshole, like literally.
Well, oh my!
What kind of scene did you watch? What the
I don't know. What the hell?
After Hours, man.
Again, top banana.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all for you.
Yeah, he'll get a peel out of that.
Yeah, appeal. Appeal.
His defense was he grew up in a bad side of town in South Tampa, and he threw and everybody down there threw the word around.
Mm-hmm.
God,
I'm not. No, I'm. You know what? I'm not even taking this. I'm taking this side for all the other wrestlers and other everybody else that's been sticking up for him and saying, "Oh no, he's you know he's okay. He's not a racist or anything." Those are the guys I'm listening to because those are the guys that's known him.
The only thing I'll give Hogan a break for. Again, from experience, has anybody ever saw the documentary of Finding Hogan on A&E?
No.
Before he signed with TNA, he was like at his lowest. Like he was taking a cocktail drink full of pills just for him every morning for him to get through the day because that's how much medicine he needed. He was suicidal. He was depressed. He was alone. And at his worst, that's when this was recorded. So So if you're gonna take one sentence or one phrase from someone at their worst on their private time,
yeah,
that's not really the fairest thing to do. Mm-mm. That's the only break I'll give him. You know, if that happened 8 years ago and if his life went for the better because he obviously got paychecks from TNA, he's obviously got a new wife. Things at least are a lot better than it was at his lowest.
Mm-hmm.
I would think by now that would add credence to his pictures with The Rock, his pictures with other African Americans that this is a changed guy.
Yeah.
So even if the change has happened, you can't fault him for one thing that happened years ago at his lowest when he didn't even think he was going to be around much longer. Anymore.
It seems like the only group or entity or anything that's like punishing him for this is WWE.
Hmm.
Like everybody else, like they either like okay, whatever. That's you know to what Chris just said. Those are facts. But like anybody else, you know, that's coming to his defense, everybody seems cool with the guy, except for WWE.
WWE 1997 wouldn't have this problem
because
this is a Vince McMahon's company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
WWE 2015 is no longer Vince McMahon's company. Publicly traded. Yep. Stockholders, shareholders. If the money's coming in. And the money's not coming in because somebody's making a bad reputation out of our company, umbilical cord's got to go. And that's where they're at now with the Hogan situation. And WWE released a statement that they're steadfast on their decision. Yeah. They're not stepping back anytime soon.
No.
If ever.
They said at this time.
At this time.
So I'm guessing, give it about a year or so, I think.
Let some water go under their bridge.
Yeah.
Media is quick to point out people's flaws at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
If Hogan actually makes an effort to change and that gets picked up by people, eventually the title smooth out.
He doesn't have to change. This was 8 years ago. He's like you said, he's already changed.
Yeah, but the opinion right now is that he said it yesterday because everyone found out about it yesterday, not 8 years ago when the dude was about to off himself. You know?
No, I don't know. I just think from a PR standpoint, I think WWE's is gonna look like you said, just let the water under the bridge type thing.
Yeah.
Let it kind of calm down, and then they'll put him back.
Wait till Snuka goes in jail, and they'll be like, "Oh, we forgot about Hogan. Oh, my hero."
Well, at least he didn't kill somebody.
He didn't kill anybody. Yeah. One word.
Yeah. 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 All that being said, he is still an old white guy, so you gotta kind of be. I mean, hi, Travis. Speaking of old white guys.
Man, if we mic'd him for everything he said.
Which reminds me, you didn't mow the front yard the other day.
Bitch. All right, what else we got?
That's it for the news segment.
Oh, finally. God, that was such a long news segment. Well, long for us, anyway.
Yeah, we're not used to such depression.
Yeah, I know.
Was there anything else that came out that's just wrestling-related? I mean, that's, you know, any, I don't know, anything storyline-wise or anything? Or,
well, you know, not storyline-wise,
oh,
but...
China debuted on Raw in her first match on Monday, right? With the Wyatts?
She's going by the new name, Braun Strowman, right?
Yeah! Wow!
Her boobs are just as good as ever.
Yeah.
Plus facial
and she accepted the facial hair, finally. Just finally. Roll with it. You know, it's 2015. Whether it's in the pits, in the hits, or wherever. Just, you know, it's mm-hmm. good. It's cool.
Yeah. Somebody's been reading kayfabe news, apparently.
I'd still get it.
I know you would, Chris. We all know you would.
At this point, man or woman, I mean, as long as I
can. Or animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bah.
As long as the
black sheep.
Dick. Yes. You want to take a break?
Oh, and now we're taking a break?
I mean, we're done with the news segment.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll take a break and come back talking about WWE. I don't know. I thought we were transitioning into WWE. Chris, you confused me.
We can keep going. It's only minutes.
We'll take a break. Now I want a break.
Okay, it's only 20 minutes, but okay.
Now he's got China on the brain.
Mm.
That's never a good thing.
Don't you medical woman.
What?
Her interest music, remember? That started with whispering all that creepy stuff about don't treat me like a woman. You don't remember that?
You're on your own. I do remember, but I don't give a fuck. I ain't singing shit. You're on your own, Jack.
No life preservers or nothing. No. You're drowning,
You're
boy.
Drowned, dude.
Just kidding. You don't remember. Alright, yeah, let's take a break.
Hey everyone, check out our podcast, Pop Culture Rewind, where you can join myself, Xavier, and sometimes even Chris as we talk about our favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, music, video games, and much, much more. So always check us out at popculturerewind.com. You can find us on iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app. And always remember to pop your culture.
Amazing Kong, also known as Karma, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
All right, guys, and we are back. Thank you so much for listening to our humble little show. We very much appreciate it. Now that we're moving on from news, we can actually talk about stuff that happened during this week on the telly. Yeah, who'd thunk it? Actual wrestling on a wrestling podcast.
Ah, that's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. All right. So we were jokingly talking about China making her in-ring debut. Well, it wasn't China. Unfortunately, Chris, it was Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
The quicker picker-upper, Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Strowman.
Yes.
Why are you making it so difficult?
Like ramen, but with a straw. Strowman.
Whatever you got to do, man.
That guy. Yeah, the black sheep of the Wyatt family made his in-ring debut. I like it. I like him. I like the fact that, okay, now we have this generation's big monster. I said it last week that, hey, maybe he could finally replace Kane and Big Show. They could go retire, and now we still have our big menacing guy around. And during the match, I kind of like what he did.
Yeah, it's a good, I don't want to say mix-up for the Wyatt family. It's brought some needed attention back to that faction. Used to be, I think that Harper was kind of like the big guy. But now...
Yeah, Harper's not the big guy.
No, he's still big, but they I think they found that Harper is so well-rounded in his skill. He's been put... If you go back and watch his matches, he can pull out some good matches with anybody.
Yeah.
And now, his role is a little bit bigger now than what it was when it was him and Rowan.
You think his role is bigger now?
I think so.
I don't know. I think his role might get a little lost.
It's almost, I kind of take it as he's kind of like second in command type thing.
Which is great if it was a big faction, but you're second in command in a 3-man team.
So far.
Okay.
I think the person that's going to get lost in this is Bray.
Yeah.
Really? The leader?
Strowman sticks out like a sore thumb. Harper is a mechanic, a workhorse. Yeah, and Bray, I don't pay attention to him when he talks. He doesn't do anything significant in the ring because he keeps losing. So why should I give a flying F about Bray Wyatt? Especially when the other two are so much better in what they're doing as opposed to whatever Wyatt is.
I hate to say it, but yeah, Bray's got to step up or do something, or creative's got to step up for Bray himself. Yeah.
And Bray speaking Brayanese
asshole
only works if it has a point and if you could decipher it. Because for the longest time, Bray would just get up there and start rambling off some crazy stuff, which at first sounded kind of cool, but now it's like, you say a lot of things, but none of it is substance.
How long has Bray been around? 2-3 years now?
Yeah, just about.
What's he done since then?
Not a goddamn thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that leads us to who they're feuding with, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Right.
As JBL says, 2/3 of the Shield.
Yeah.
They finally announced or mentioned, hey.
That's exactly what JBL said.
Yeah.
They can't let it go.
Nope.
So, you can't reform the Shield. It's impossible.
Right.
So, what do you do? Who do you bring in? Because they got to do. They're gonna have to bring in someone, I would imagine, to even out the odds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anybody on the current roster right now. Unless anybody returns or debuts or whatever. But would it make sense for that person to join Roman Reigns and Ambrose to feud against the Wyatts?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's another Rosebud in there they could convert. I don't know. Somebody down at the Performance Center that isn't getting shot at.
I'm thinking Night of Champions is going to be...
Or peed on.
Harper and Strowman against Reigns and Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
And then October's... I don't know. I don't... If they're going to try to fit them in as the Shield... There isn't anybody on the roster that I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned it last week. I'd like to see Daniel Bryan team with both of them, with Ambrose and Reigns. But we already saw how Bryan looked in Wyatt gear. I don't want to see Bryan in like freaking SWAT team guard in a Riot Shield. You know, it's just not gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if you
shoehorn a guy that already can last on his own, that's made a hell of a career on his own. You're going to shoehorn him into another faction after learning from your first mistake that it didn't work the first time.
You mean when they did it with the Wyatts?
Yeah.
No. Look at it this way. Bryan, he's hurt. And
yeah.
When you first said Bryan, I was like, I don't see him coming back. This could be a good way to bring him back, but protect him by having part of a stable. He does have history with the Wyatts. Maybe unfinished business, maybe.
It'd be really funny, though, because the point I was trying to make is that he was in the Wyatt, so he's going to go from being in the Wyatt to being in the Shield, feuding with the Wyatt. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird.
It won't be the first time that's happened.
Yeah, I know, but...
There's more of a connection. There's more history there.
I don't know. I wouldn't like it, you guys personally.
You guys both agree there's nobody on the main roster right now.
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone in NXT?
Ugh. That would fit... being in a new Shield 2.0 or just fit with
they're JBL said it, 2/3 of the Shield. If they're gonna try to reform the band, who here's the fill in the blank. Ambrose, Reigns, blank.
Ugh.
I'm gonna say something, I think you've already mentioned it.
Okay.
Joe. The only reason I'm saying that is because like you're saying, the whole point, I guess, of the Shield was bringing in kind of internet darlings. To an extent, Reigns aside, you had he had Rollins and he had Ambrose,
yeah, Tiger Black,
yeah, and they were known for that. And then Ambrose was the guy that NXT formed up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to continue, have that internet darling replace the former internet darling that turned on him.
Yeah,
Samoa Joe is the only guy that I can really think of that still fits that mold.
Apollo Crews,
maybe
I don't think he's that well known though. He's too new now.
That might be perfect, though. He's too new. So he doesn't have an established gimmick or established character that anybody's married to yet. So, yeah, throw him in with the new Shield, and that'll be his first gimmick.
You know what the weird thing is? If there's somebody on the roster that has the personality that reminds me of a rebel,
mm-hmm.
that the Shield used to be,
mm-hmm.
It's actually Baron Corbin.
Ah, ugh.
He's too much of a dick. I don't know, people won't be able to get behind him. I'm sorry. He's just now getting his character developed in NXT. I don't want to see that messed up or anything.
I could kind of see he's where he's
Harper
going,
in
30
seconds with the End of Days and Bray Wyatt and Strowman are like, oh, that guy, I need to be careful of that guy.
Yeah, I could see where you're going with that, Chris, but at the same time, it doesn't fit. It's not quite the same.
Bram?
Well, if he could ever get out of jail, then yeah, sure, why not? I know, he could be the one that beat up Sister Abigail whenever they finally debuted.
Oh, that's another thing. I mean, there are rumors, I guess, that WWE is going to bring in a woman wrestler to be Sister Abigail.
Right, which won't work. Okay. Why?
Because originally when Bray Wyatt first came on the scene, what did he say?
She's dead.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's fallen on deaf ears over the last couple of years.
Sister Abigail is not alive, people.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
People need to realize that. That's why he keeps looking up in the sky whenever he's talking about
something. Maybe they're trying to bring a person to play her as a character back for flashback purposes?
This isn't Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you want her to come back as a zombie? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Brains.
There might be slim pickings. My match of the week candidate and frontrunner for a pick is Owen Cesaro.
I agree with you.
That's my match.
It's not match of the year if we decide to make it a pick.
No, we don't even have to put our thumbs in the middle and decide whether it's going to go up or down. For me, it's down. But match of the week? Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's my match of the week.
What did you like the most about it?
I kind of like when Cesaro was selling the whole thing with the ribs when he fell off the table and like went through with it throughout the duration of the match. I like that.
Dude. No. Owen's coming off... I think it was the Tornado DDT, and Cesaro caught him midair, grabbed him, countered it, held him up in place, threw him up on his shoulders, and slammed him down into a crossface.
Yeah.
That front face slam into a crossface is beautiful.
Oh,
that was the best counter of a Tornado DDT I've ever seen.
Not even the skill in that, but just the strength.
Strength. Yeah, because he wasn't doing it to a little dude. He was doing it to Kevin Owens. Yeah. Kevin, fat-ass Owens.
That's a big bitch. Yeah, better than the SummerSlam match, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah. I think so, and only because they've danced a couple times now, so now they're starting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I think you can see it now.
Do we get one more at Night Champions?
I don't mind. I think the match would be good enough where it'll keep.
Yeah,
my attention.
I wouldn't mind.
I don't know if there'll be room on the card because every title has to be defended.
Let's get to that. We opened the show with Sting.
Right. Sting's promo, holy crap. I thought that was great. Great old school style promo from Sting, and he just did it to a T very well. What he said and the way he presented it was good. But maybe some of the stuff behind it that creative put in there wasn't quite making sense, so to speak. I mean... All right, so you respect Triple H, you lost to him, so you're going to go and try to beat up his lackey to kind of get back at Triple H? Like, okay, like, and oh, you're 0-1 in the WWE, and now you're challenging for a title. Like, I don't know, there's some stuff in there that's kind of wonky that we're just kind of letting him get away with because it's Sting, you know, so it's like, okay. But at the same time, there's a little bit of like, this wouldn't fly if this is anybody else, you know? But
that's kind of the point.
Yeah, you're nitpicking, man. You're looking for something to argue about it. Dude, this promo was freaking awesome.
Okay.
I know, to a lesser extent, Abel, I know you've been kind of wishy-washy on Sting. I've always been a fan of Sting, Chris. This kind of solidified the fact that, yeah, he still got it. He can still go. He got all his points across. He made you want to see this fight.
Yeah.
And on top of that, without going to step away from the promo for a second, I think I said this when we were watching it. He looked like he slimmed down a little bit.
He could have, yeah.
Maybe it's because it's all black or whatever the case, but stomach-wise, he wasn't protruding as much as he was before. Mm. But he looks in good shape.
Yeah.
So he's gonna need to be if he's gonna have a fight with Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
It's one thing to fight Triple H and have a whole gimmick of NWO, DX, all this other stuff. You have that to protect you in a match. Mm-hmm. But if you're just going to have one-on-one with the top dude right now in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go.
The top dude who's a speed and agility guy. Yeah. Now, it probably be the second match of the night for Seth Rollins on the card, so it could kind of be understandable if he goes at half speed.
That's the way they're protecting Sting, I think.
Yeah, that's how they'll protect Sting. Yeah. But yeah, well, I just mentioned it. That'll be the second match on the card for the night.
It's official.
Yeah, it's official. John Cena came out at the end of the night while he's out there whining and bitching and moaning, saying that he still wants his statue. And out comes Cena. He's like, "Hey, you know what? I got a rematch clause, bitch."
Yeah.
I gotta say, Stephanie did an amazing job in her role on Raw. Just the backstage stuff before they came out on the ring and did the little thing. But the way he was talking to her in the back, her reaction to that, and then her coming out interrupting him in the ring. Everybody just played their parts to a T, I think, on Raw.
Was there something missing?
You mean like Triple H?
Bingo. Everybody was talking about Triple H. Where the hell was he?
Good question, Anna. I don't know.
Everything.
We already answered it.
How do we answer that?
He was at the Performance Center because of the shooting.
Was it?
They were in Tampa.
That was Monday, right? Yeah.
They were in Tampa.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, he had other deals, things to do with.
He had things a little more important to do with.
I guess so.
I kind of thought it further solidified it brought home the impact of the situation with Rollins throwing his weight around that he's better than Triple H with him not being there. So wait till next week when they're in the same room and Triple H is like, when you get a nose this size, then you can talk.
You know? This is the fact that Stephanie came out and, you know, said,
put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, like, don't talk about my husband while he's out here or whatever. You know, whatever.
It's like, I've seen the pictures. You're not my husband.
You're only half.
But, yeah, this is definitely leading to something with Rollins, maybe versus Triple H or whatever the case may be. But hopefully that'll be down the road from now. Let a slow burn.
Yeah, next week. With three commercials.
No, it'll start at the first hour Raw, segment of the second hour, and then they'll have the blow-off match in the third round.
Right.
So we're going to do a little rapid-fire segment. These are the matches that Abel fast-forwarded through while we were at his place last night watching WWE Raw.
You make it sound like I was the one who said, you know what?
Boom. I think he had the remote, right?
Yeah, you did have the remote sometimes.
No, you started it. You handed it to me. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, you know, Ziggler
versus Rusev.
Okay. Yeah, we did. We fast-forwarded through that match.
What was more important about that match?
The stuff at the end, see what's going to happen with Lana and Summer and all.
And the shower scene.
No. Oh, well. I'm sorry to now get on Travis's side on this now. I'm like, yeah, this is getting
overdone.
Yeah.
This right here, they jumped the shark on this angle.
Yes.
They're trying to just draw it out for whatever reason. And this whole the shower scene thing where he said, it's a he said, she said thing now.
And it's not even he said, she said. We saw Summer sneak into the locker room. It's not word against word. It's, hey, check the effing tape.
That should have been squashed before the episode was even over.
Yeah.
I like, had to go to the point where Lana walked away crying because Ziggler showed his wiggler to somebody else.
Like, it was so obvious that he didn't.
Like, why did him and Lana go in separate directions anyways?
Well, that made sense. He was going to go to his locker room and take a shower.
Here's my beef. They're dating.
Where's the beef?
Mm-hmm. Well, ask Summer. They're dating. She needs to go to a shower. Why didn't she just wait for Ziggler and they could have showered together in his shower? As a relationship.
Well, okay. All right.
They're
you know.
If they're already banging and making out in front of the camera, well, I mean, what the?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she had something else she had to go do.
She's got standards.
It's not unheard of that, like.
She can't pull out her tampon in front of her dude? No. Shower together.
Same water, right? No, it makes sense that, you know, okay, I'm gonna go do this stuff over here. All right, you're gonna go shower. Okay, makes sense. Yeah, Chris, you can make the joke that, you know, oh, they should just shower together. And again,
joke. You shower with Randy and tell me if you ever want to do it alone again.
I'm not going there, okay? But it makes sense. It makes sense. All right. What doesn't make sense is her being Lana getting upset of it, saying, "Oh, well, you did all this to, like, no, Ziggler was the one who was pretty much the victim here. He was just taking a shower, minding his own business. Summer goes in there, tries to catch a peek, and then runs away. And then she tries to play it up like, oh, he tried to seduce her. No, that's not how it went down at all. All you gotta do is check the tape.
The second Summer started talking, I found her so unattractive. Ugh. Ugh.
Right, because that's the important part.
Yeah, that's the important part. Because apparently Ziggler and Rusev isn't important anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so we have to find other ways of entertainment in this storyline, which has now become Lana and Summer. Which, does this start to ruin the appeal of the Lana-Summer feud?
Possibly, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it makes Lana seem so stupid.
She's Russian.
Just because you're Russian doesn't mean you're stupid. Just because you're female. Oh, Jesus.
Let's pile on for Abel. Big Man versus Big Show. We fast forwarded that too.
This is a feud that I just can't get into.
Yeah, I don't
I've been
care.
Saying this for how long now? I just do something else with this IC title. The only thing that caught my attention when we're fast forwarding, we had to stop it and rewind it for a second.
Big Show grabbed a mic.
Yeah, because apparently before that, the fans were chanting, "Please retire," or whatever the case, and he got on the mic and said, "Hey, make me retire," or something like that, or yeah.
"Find someone to retire me."
Yeah. And here's Braun Strowman.
So here's Spike Dudley.
So does this mean that they're maybe going to start a slow build to
a retirement match?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They just
hope
mentioned
so.
It. Like, the fact that they announced it.
I hope it's not a slow build. I hope it's a fast build.
His yeah. name is The Big Show.
Oy.
Where's The Rock calling The Big Slow?
Yes.
Well.
Okay, we're going to pile on a little more. I posted this on our Facebook page earlier. The devolution of the Divas.
All right. We did not fast forward through this because
our interest had peaked in this.
Yeah.
From jump.
And there wasn't a whole lot to fast forward
That's
through.
That's what I say. You couldn't fast forward through it. So.
Yeah. I like the idea of a beat the clock challenge. I've always liked the beat the clock gimmicks when they were on SmackDown back in the day, 15-minute matches. And
this is the first time this for women.
That's true. Yeah. So I dug it. I was like, all right, I could get into this. But there's two details that really ruined it. The first being that it was a jobber beat the clock challenge without jobbers. Like, we've seen that before, where it was like, oh, name versus someone that's on the job squad, or, you know, not even a name. You know, somebody getting the jobber entrance. And the matches are like 6 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. And it's obviously for the three other people that are the big names, right? Mm-hmm. But other beat the clock challenges that we've seen have been like, okay, well, we're going to have three matches. All six guys that are participants in all the matches are, they could be contenders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins in the fastest time is good. That's how this one should have been. You know, this shouldn't have been jobber divas, because you didn't have jobber divas versus peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, you had Sasha. She shouldn't be a jobber diva at all. Okay, Alicia, maybe I get it with that. But then one of the Bellas, Brie, I don't know. This should have been billed as whoever out of all six of the women wins in the fastest time. You know,
like by the time the third match with Sasha in there, I was thinking she's got literally nothing to win. She's like, there's no reason for her to give two. About this match.
Yeah, she should not have any motivation to actually win. No. The only motivation that she would have would be spoiler for Paige. Well, if she's spoiler for Paige, she still doesn't screw over Team Peanut Butter Jelly, because Charlotte will still win.
Right,
so what's the point? That she shouldn't care at all.
Yeah, and honestly, booking-wise, it shouldn't even be Charlotte. As much as I would love to see Charlotte wrestle her, this whole thing started because of Paige.
Yeah.
It needs to be Paige versus Nikki.
Yeah.
That's the blow-off match we need to see.
Yeah, as much as we like Sasha and Becky and Charlotte, as much as we like all of them, this whole storyline is about Paige getting reinforcements to take out the Bellas and eventually get that title. You know, that's what should be, that's who should, in my mind, be first in line.
I kind of disagree.
Okay.
Paige has been having how many chances before this NXT Diva showed up and still couldn't get the job done? At this point, my interest in Paige was on the back burner compared to, holy crap, we got Charlotte on the television. Yeah. Holy crap, we got Becky. Holy crap, Sasha.
Yeah.
And they wound up giving away Brie versus, they wound up giving Sasha versus Paige away for free. For a minute and a half.
Not even a minute. It was like, yeah.
Well, it was 140.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So we go from a 20-minute match of the year candidate.
Yes.
With Sasha and Bayley.
Yep.
And then we go all the way to a minute and 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What the f***? Anybody want to answer that?
I don't know. I mean,
my interest in the Divas Revolution is like dwindling to nothing now.
Yeah.
Here's kind of off tangent here for a second, but we didn't mention this in the news, but this is a good transition for it. Lance Storm,
yeah.
He posted, someone, he had a Q&A session, mm-hmm. and someone asked him what his thoughts are on the Revolution.
Yeah.
And he made a lot of good, valid points, a lot of stuff that we've been saying, but he kind of made it all nice and professional like.
Hell, there's some stuff that he said that we hadn't even been saying.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Cleavage? Stuff.
No, actually, no. Yeah.
No, but I mean, stuff that we have been saying, like, stop calling them divas.
Yes.
Get rid of that belt.
Yep.
What you're saying, get rid of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it a revolution. Just do it. don't tell us. Don't tell us you're having a revolution. Just do what you're doing in NXT. Just do it on Raw. You know, why is it difficult? I guess because when you go from Triple H to Vince McMahon, that's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing too is saying focus on the title. Nobody's really focusing on the title. And I thought that this Beat the Clock Challenge was a step in the right direction, because now they kind of went and retroactively said, oh yeah, the team that actually won from SummerSlam, those are the ones that are going to get the shot at the title. This is how we're going to decide who gets the shot at the title, and it's going to be Beat the Clock. So that was kind of a step in the right direction, so that way they could focus on the championship part of it. But it was still all just kind of done poorly, so it made me kind of, I don't know. And the other thing, too, about all this that's weird is, you know, she threw up the honkometer and said, this is how many days I have until I become the longest reigning Divas champ, which would have been perfect if it coincided or was the day after or something like that after her next title defense.
Right.
But her next title defense is 2 weeks or 1 week after she's going to actually break the record, so we know she's going to break the record, so I have a countdown. Like, it's all kind of silly.
This is a big rub in the face. You know?
Yeah.
Here's the bigger issue I have. Charlotte won this in a match that was a minute and 45 seconds.
Right.
Will it defeat the purpose if the title match goes longer than 5 minutes? Because they literally established on this episode of Raw that the NXT Divas are far superior than the Divas on Raw. Becky Lynch won her match 2 minutes something seconds. Charlotte won her match 1 minute 40 something seconds. Sasha actually kept herself from getting beat. So the all three NXT chicks that were in there actually came out looking better.
Right.
So if Nikki's match isn't going to be 4 minutes, because that's the same class that they're presenting her as.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki is the same level as Brie.
And Foxy.
And Paige. So if this match is like 15 or 20 minutes, does that defeat the whole purpose of this Beat the Clock?
That argument has been made before for other Beat the Clock challenges. Yes, that makes sense, but when it comes to Beat the Clock, you guys suspend disbelief.
But we're not supposed to, because this is Divas Revolution and it's real, and we're supposed to support the women and see them in the same light we see men.
Yeah. I agree. They're effing it up.
I don't know. The only, I guess, I don't know if it was a positive or not, but you could kind of see at the end of that, the disappointment, whatever, in Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Paige has got the attitude, you know, so maybe this, we'll start seeing dissension, you know. I did read somewhere that they were supposedly started planting seeds in each group to
break them up.
To break them
up. Break up the teams. I hope so.
Yeah.
Because, again, back to Lance Storm, what he said was they shouldn't be having teams, and I'm seeing it now, and I'm agreeing with him. Yeah, the teams need to be broken up.
But I'd like to have seen on Raw, if it was just a case of PCB, they're the only ones, since they won the match, they're the ones to get the shot. I would love to have seen a three-way match between them.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been perfect. Yeah. You know? Winner take all type thing, you know? Get their number one contendership.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
That's it for Raw.
No, it's not.
No?
Oh, there is something.
The Tag Team Revolution.
Yes.
Nah. Thank you.
It continues. First of all, I do want to say that I watched SmackDown.
Okay. Congratulations.
Much to WWE's non-acknowledgement of it, the Dudleys made their in-ring return to action on SmackDown.
Okay.
They fought the Ascension.
Meh. Hey, those guys. Yeah. Speaking of in-ring returns to action.
They're going back to NXT. You know?
Yeah.
No, but the there was a little bit when during that match or after the match or whatever, New Day came out with signs.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about booty this and all this other kind of stuff. Save the tables and all hashtag save the tables. So it was, you know, New Day still doing their little thing. So.
Yeah.
But on Raw, this continued. We talked about Sting's promo.
Yeah.
The Dudleys.
Oh, ho.
We talked about when,
when the TNA guys drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Between Sting and the Dudleys, they were on fire.
Yeah.
We were concerned about that. What I was trying to say was we weren't sure if they were going to be given the same spotlight because of the tag team and what are they going to talk and this and that. No. Bubba's still Bully. Bully is still Bubba.
Yeah.
He can still talk. He can still cut a promo.
Mm-hmm.
And he can go on that promo. He did.
He could go and he went.
Yes.
Yeah. And Devon the Muppet. He just has the one catchphrase. Oh, my brother! Oh, flexi, flexi.
But he brings it, though. He has the passion in it.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to do. Yeah. Like Billy Gunn. That's what he knows.
Boop,
is.
Boop.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you've got two words for you. But that's all he does. So, this is what Devon does. It works.
Yeah. All right, let's quit talking about their promo. It was nice. It was good and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see Xavier Woods' hair? Oh, my God.
It looked like a woman.
It looked like it took a lot of patience for that hair straightener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do not miss the days that I had long hair. Good God, that was horrible. Just sitting there, burning your ear, just trying to get it all out. Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
There's not enough activator in the world that would get me to straighten out my hair again and give it that long. No, sorry. How would you know about hair, Mr. Receding Line?
Yeah, shut up, you. Let's talk about Xavier Woods.
Abel
here.
Trump over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Xavier Woods is funny. He had his hair. No trombone. But I like that there's no trombone. I like that they can do different things.
Right, yeah.
You know, they're not just going to stick to one thing and that's it. But I'm digging the prop comedy and I'm digging the table with the bubble wrap.
The interview with Michael Cole over the weekend.
Oh,
Michael?
Yeah.
Michael? Yeah.
Gong?
Yeah, the gong.
And they started twerking in Michael's face and Big E was like, look at it! Look at it!
Save a table, break a Dudley.
Yeah.
How Michael Cole kept a straight face on that, I have no idea.
I don't know. It was very difficult.
He was listening to the interest accrue in his bank account. That's how.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God.
Now, the Primetime Players were on commentary during
this
again. I love
that because, what did I say before the match started?
That,
I said, all we're going to see is Dudley's and New Day. That's it.
And that's it.
They proved me wrong. Hey, you know, when they can prove me wrong, I love it.
Yeah.
And they kept them in the, they're keeping them relevant. They're keeping them on track with the other two teams. Let's keep that up. We'll be good.
Yeah.
Just don't let them forget there's other tag teams in this division.
Even though that was the only tag match of the night.
Right. Yeah. Which, I mean, is it too soon or was it too soon to see Dudley's versus New Day just boom right out of the get-go like that?
That's what I said, but didn't you said that they needed a win?
They needed a win against the New Day on television so they can put themselves back up on the top as number one contenders, even though Primetime has the rematch clause. Methinks a triple threat tag match at Night of Champions. Maybe throw a ladder in there, maybe some tables. Tromboner.
I might like that. Yeah, that's cool. Three-way? I mean, hell, we all know the Dudleys are good at that. You know, three-way tag matches.
When's Sting going to fight Seth Rollins a non-title match to become the number one contender.
You just said it.
That's what Dudley said to do.
Well, Sting's had the storyline. I mentioned this last time. He dumped Seth Rollins on his head for the authority to lose power.
They didn't mention it, though. They didn't mention it.
Dudley takes one promo.
But they didn't do it.
And we have until 3 weeks,
They're not going to do it.
Travis, hashtag wrestling. Let's move on.
Right. No, hashtag push, keep, fire.
Oh.
Fire is a segue to that, man.
Push, keep, fire. All right.
I think we finally broke the game.
Did we?
Because every time there were people that were at least, they figured it out.
Yeah.
They didn't need any alpha brain or anything. They kind of knew the rule. You push one, you keep one, you fire one.
Right.
This
wrestlers,
one.
Wrestlers, that's what we're talking
this
about.
This one.
Yeah.
This one was hard.
This one was hard.
Yeah, a lot of people got like went stupid.
Yeah. Real quick. Yeah. It got to the point where we did have a few on Twitter, but all the ones on Twitter pretty much just said the same thing. Push them all. Like, we had three people on Twitter. Push them all. Like, okay, thanks. Way to play the game.
Well, here's how it's supposed to go.
And they didn't use the hashtag, so we made fun of them.
Here's how the game works. Jim Keel. Push Xavier Woods. The guy is gold and a future major voice for the company. Keep Kofi. He's a great teacher and we need him for Royal Rumble spots.
Yeah.
Fire Big E. This was tough, but he's the one that seems the least likely to be there in the end.
Wow. Hey, he actually knew how to play the game right. Good job. Yeah.
We got a couple other ones. That was actually a post. He posted that last week when we shared our new link for the episode. That's where he posted that. So now I'm with the rest of the stuff. Porsche. Why? Why would you do this to me? Okay, that was it. Let me see if I can get all these names in one sentence. Nicholas Patches Chance Jirosh.
That's his name?
Yes.
Oofta.
Yeah. Try fitting that in a birth certificate. Push Xavier Woods. Keep Big E. Fire Kofi. All
right.
No explanations. That's all he put. It must have been that hard for him. Yeah. Eric Fulmer. Push Xavier. Keep Kofi. Fire Big E.
Okay.
Bacon. You know everything's always better with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You push Woods. He's gold on the mic. Keep E. Fire Kofi. He's had enough time to do something besides rumble spots. Bye.
Yes, I like that.
Dylan Warman. Push Kofi. Keep it Xavier. Fire Big E.
Okay.
So Big E's on the choppy block in a lot of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big block. Scott. The Scott from Scott. Cheap plug, by the way. I don't know what it is right now, but I'm invading podcasts all over the place. Oh. I was on the last stoppage time.
I hope they had plenty of penicillin.
Yeah, I blew their minds. Yeah, I actually knew what I was talking about.
Their minds.
Their minds. On the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Soccer's not bad. Push Xavier. He's great.
Everyone go listen to Stoppage Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep Hammer and Hero.
Yes.
Keep Kofi. Always enjoyed his in-ring stuff, and now he's got something going for him. Fire Big E. Meh. Just meh. I tried to do the accent, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's where we go into the obscene. Wade Coburn. Fire all three and give them the trios titles in Lucha.
All right. This guy doesn't know how to play the game, but he knows how to play the game.
He knows how to play us.
Good job. That was a good one.
And Christian Gary. Push Kofi. Keep Woods. Fire Langston.
Nice. Now, those are all the ones that were on the HWR page. Did you get the ones on my page?
No.
Okay, because there was a few there, too.
Okay, let me get there.
All right. In the meantime, Travis, do you want to throw out your picks?
Of course, this was difficult, but I'm going to say... Oh, man. I want to say keep Kofi, push Woods, and let go Big E.
Really? Why? Why? Why?
I don't see as much potential in Big E that I do with Xavier Woods.
Mm-hmm.
We're only seeing him talk right now. We know he can go too, but they're not even doing that with him yet.
That's true.
Imagine when he does go on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get pushed. Kofi, he's a steady workhorse. Keep him around. You need him. Big E, I love the guy, but you got to fire one. So mm-hmm. I was actually going to put a little asterisk on this or a caveat.
here we go.
Fire and then send him to NXT.
that's a little reminiscent of what I had. I would push Xavier for the exact same reasons you just said. I would keep Big E. Because I think this gimmick is finally the character that he needed where he can kind of be full-rounded. I would fire Kofi with the asterisk that I think he has the tools that he needs to be a credible singles champion in any of the other promotions around the world.
Okay.
Stick him in Ring of Honor. Stick him in Lucha. Stick him in New Japan. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Hell, if TNA can throw around some more money, Kofi can make something credible of any belt that Global they have. Force. To, that had Global yeah. Force.
That'd be a benefit.
Have anything for him.
For him
to offer, he'd make it legitimate pretty quick.
Hmm.
And again, that was hard to get rid of one out of the three. But he would not be empty-handed because he's had enough experience and enough rub in WWE that he can pretty much make a good name for himself anywhere, regardless of what name he ends up having.
Here's why this one was so difficult to do. In all honesty, this is the gimmick that Big E needed to kind of find himself, whatever. This is the gimmick that all three of them needed.
Yeah.
They were okay on their own. It wasn't until they came together. That's when they really found themselves. And
they made it themselves.
Exactly.
Because they wanted to do the militant thing, the new nation of domination. And then WWE's like, we're going to make you Christians from the South in a church and clap.
Yeah.
And it looked awful to begin with. Like, they didn't even look like they wanted to be a part of it. They made it their own.
Yeah.
And they're making it work. To the point where they're one of the main reasons why we watch the tag division.
They're over.
Yeah.
They got themselves over. Yeah. Because I'm sorry. Vince, that's Vince's brainchild, right? The whole gimmick. That's how bad it is. But they made it work. And that's what you got to do to succeed in that business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What you got?
All right. What I got is very similar to, you know, what you guys are saying. But I'm going to flip-flop one thing here. I'm going to push Big E.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna push Big E. I think
bigger the better, huh?
I think all of the guys. Shut up! I think all the guys have a potential in ring.
This is Randy voting, actually.
Is it? I don't think so. I think all of them have potential working. You know, actual in ring wrestling, and as far as the talking part of it, I think kind of all of them have it as well. The thing is, I think Xavier is a better talker, so I'd rather him be kept just there to be somebody else's mouthpiece and push Big E, because I think Big E could do all of it. So let him be that weird, goofy character by himself, still be the strong man, picking up people, slamming them, embarrassing them, and then dancing around, just letting it jiggle.
That's his like tongue sticking out. That's like, and his eyes falling out like Raiden's electrocuting him.
Exactly. Like, it's even more egregious when you're getting beat up by the goofy guy, but like, who else is going to step up to him? Like, you know, Woods, he'll have to work for it. So like, he can't go in there and just slam somebody and then just start doing the crazy little dance. Big E, he could get away with it because he's that tough that he could act goofy.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, keep Woods as a mouthpiece for somebody else. He's a great hype man, and I want to see more of that. I know he could do well in the ring, fine, let him wrestle every now and again, but I'll keep him where he's at. Unfortunately, that means I'm firing Kofi. And I'm kind of going with some of the other people. I think it was Bacon said something in there, like, he's had his shot. And if it comes down to it, like, I don't want to fire Kofi, but if it comes down to it where I had to pick and play the game for the sake of the game, it's gotta be Kofi. He's had his shot. He's never really made it that far. Sure, he's got the gimmick now that's kind of working for him, but at the same time, if we're going to break them all up, I think Kofi will just kind of peter out, and, you know, he already had it. Let's give it to the younger guys.
How long has Kofi been with WWE? 10 years? Eight, nine years?
When did we go to Dallas, you and I, Chris?
2007?
Six?
I'm thinking WWE CW was 2006. Okay. Yeah, so it's been about 9 or 10 years.
When we went, it was when he
debuted and beat Jericho for the Intercontinental title.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I brought that up was because 8, 9 years, whatever.
Yeah.
I think up until the last couple months with New Day, he's just now finding his character, who he is.
Yeah.
And if we did a push, keep, fire when New Day first started, Kofi was going to be on my chopping block.
Okay.
That's how good of a job he's been doing. Yeah. It's kind of subtle because he's not as loud as Xavier, or he's not. I don't know what the word is for Big E, but he's just kind of there, you know.
He's not as Big E as Big E.
Yeah, dude, the little dance he does, and the hair, the pigtails, dude, everything's working for him now. And I'm happy to say that he's finally found himself. It's great, you know, that little character. That's the one thing he needed with this group.
Yep. So what else?
We got some more push keep fires from your personal page. Iffy, push Xavier, keep Big E, fire Kevin Dunn.
Wait, that's not how you play the game.
That's not how you play the game, Iffy.
Well, on that note.
On all honesty, though, Kevin doesn't want to go.
On that note, Aaron Garcia, deep in the horrors of Texas. Right deep in there, right in the, yeah. Push Kofi, horror. Keep Woods, fire Ryder.
Yes.
Hugh Green, I can't. I just can't.
That's all he put. Thanks, Hugh.
We didn't even bother replying to that fool. Daryl Hughes, push Woods, keep Big E, fire Kofi. Does our evil know no bounds? Basically, my evil I came up with.
That was
I'll take
evil.
All the heat.
You're very evil.
I'm the Lesnar of the group. I'll take all the heat. All
right.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's it?
That's everybody.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for participating in our Push Keep Fire. You know, we always do crazy things like that, user interaction. That being said, Chris, you got anything for this week? Putting you on the spot.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well, then I take back that ring of the bell.
We'll throw it around here and there.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. But
no, you know what?
Okay. Huh?
Answer, HWR.
All right.
Two episodes in, what do you guys think of the new Fear of the Walking Dead?
No. All right, fine.
There's another one we talked about. I don't think we ever actually promoted it or did anything with it. Answer HWR, who's a better promoter, Vince or Dana White?
Oh, you know what? We totally forgot about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, someone forgot to post it. Yeah. As in, we all forgot to post it because we all have access.
We all have access, yeah.
There you go. So, you want to do that one?
Sure.
We'll revisit that one.
Yeah. Could Vince McMahon do a better job of running UFC than Dana White? Was the question.
Well, I thought the question is who's a better promoter.
The listeners can figure it out.
All right, fine.
We'll fine-tune it, and we'll post it on Monday night during Raw. We'll post it.
Okay, cool. Boom.
Done.
Ta-da! All right, should we take a break?
Sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about NXT, ROH, and local indie stuff.
This is Jeff.
This is Aaron.
And this is Deep in the Heart of Texas Podcast. If you like films that are full of blood, guts, and gore, and
whores, if you like boobs, if you like women, you like the Scream Queens, the Scream Kings,
Movie reviews,
and toys, and collectibles,
then look no further than this horror podcast.
Check us out on Facebook, social media sites, Podbean, iTunes.
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Bring the whores, we'll bring the funny,
and we will keep it scary.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. If you'd like to continue to support Houston Wrestling Radio, you could do so in a number of ways. First, if you downloaded us off of iTunes, hit the subscribe button, that way you get every new episode as soon as we upload them. Also, you could write a review, as well as give us a rating. If you're listening to us on the Stitcher Radio app, hit the thumbs up button at the bottom of the app. If you want to just interact with us, you could do so on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter, @HWrestlingRadio. You could also send us an email, HoustonWrestlingRadio@gmail.com. And if you're able to support us monetarily, you could buy one of our awesome t-shirts designs at tpublic.com/user/HWR podcast. Or if you'd like something different, like a phone case or a tote bag or a hoodie, you could do that at redbubble.com/people/HWR podcast. Again, thank you so much for your continued support and enjoy the rest of the show.
Santana, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Arima!
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you so much for sticking through. This is going to be our final segment of the evening. Let's start off with NXT.
NXT, Take Under, Brooklyn.
Man, that pop that Cass and Enzo got at the very beginning of the show. Holy crap. That was great.
You know the best thing about that? First of all, it did open the show. Why that wasn't on the actual takeover thing, I have no idea. But that made them look like superstars.
Yeah.
They came out there and they owned it.
Yeah.
And, man, the crowd. Honestly, for me, I was surprised at the reaction they got. Like, I was expecting the whole... If it wasn't the whole 15,000, 16,000 people in attendance, it was damn near all of them going along word for word. Mm-hmm. With his the thing,
you can't teach that.
Yeah. I guess you can't teach it. So, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets him called up any sooner.
Yeah.
What would y'all think?
I was upset.
You're upset
because
that
should have been on the pay-per-view. That should have been on the special. Regardless of how many people were on this, that should have been there. I see why it was there on the takeover show. I told you, we watched that clip together. You were starting to watch NXT after we watched Raw together. And, you saw your jaw was damn near hanging when the whole thing started. And as soon as that promo by Cass and Enzo was over, I told you, the show is only going to go downhill from here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Beginning with Hype Bros. Mm-hmm. You could hear a fart in church if you could have. Because there was no pop for that. Apparently, some of the fans might have thought there was a tag match 2-on-2 against them.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, because it was they're so
getting
dead.
A little bit of booze.
Yeah,
and that's Ryder.
Yeah,
in the New Jersey, New York area.
It wasn't until the announcer specifically said from Long Island that some, not all, some people were like, "Oh yeah, okay, yay."
Oh, I forgot we used to like that guy.
Yeah.
Woo woo woo.
Yeah.
You know it.
And it was short lived.
Apparently, no.
It was very short lived.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for their opponents because there was no F's to be given about those guys. I will say the one spot I did like in the match, everybody's outside, Enzo and Cass are in the ring. Oh. Enzo runs and Cass chunks him over the top rope.
That was beautiful.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else to talk about it. Cass and Enzo won it for the team. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah,
that's
should've. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Another thing to get to from NXT from this week. Eva Marie versus Carmella. Now, Carmella didn't have as big of a pop as Cass and Enzo, even though she pretty much has the same shtick. And then Eva Marie was getting booed out of the building.
I wouldn't say she was getting booed out of the building.
She was getting... They were rough on her.
Not as rough as I thought they were going to be.
Okay.
As the match kept going, Carmella started getting good heat, and Eva's bad heat started piling on.
Okay.
So the crowd, I'm guessing some of the crowd didn't know this match was happening, so they're like, eh. And then they put on a little bit of shows, like, eh. And then they put on a little bit more, it's like, eh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right, Carmella's not that bad. Eva Marie's holding her own, and she looks like you want to just boo her until she drops naked in front of you, and then you just want to bang her. That's part of what her character is.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad match, but you follow it up, you're following one of the biggest pops of the night, even comparing it to like Joe or Balor or Liger. And you go from that to Carmella and Eva Marie.
With no build. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a typical recipe for a diva disaster, but I'm still like willing to give Eva a chance in the ring. Like, I mean, she's not the best. Her sliced bread wasn't amazing, but it wasn't
it's
that
like
bad.
Cut with a dull knife, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you know? She still pulled it off. She still did it, so...
I'm still giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
I'm still going to give her a few more matches. If I'm just not caring after a few more matches, then, you know, she hasn't impressed me.
For me, right now, she's kind of on par and trending upward with Foxy. Foxy is plateaued, but she's pulled up on Foxy. She's starting to venture into that breed territory.
Here's the issue right now with Eva Marie. For all the heat that she's gotten only 4 weeks in on NXT television, she should already be having a feud so that the face can get the rub off of all that.
Yes.
So if this is the start of something, this could be good for both of them. Because like I said, this wasn't a bad match. This was okay.
Yeah.
There's potential for what it was in the moment, with what they had to work with between where they were in the card, this was still pretty good. And there's potential there. And right now, with the heat on Eve the way it is, they need somebody to receive the positiveness.
Yeah.
And that's Carmella.
One more aspect of that match. I don't think a lot of people are taking consideration. For Eva Marie,
mm-hmm.
16,000 people, this is probably the biggest match she's had.
True.
And she did not...
phase.
No.
Didn't phase her.
I didn't see... I was kind of looking for
She still
for
had that chip on her shoulder. And that's the thing I actually like about her. She has something to prove.
Yeah.
She has all... Like, I feel the difference between her and Dana Brooke is that Dana Brooke, like... welcomes the haters or whatever, but she's like disingenuous about it. Whereas I feel like Eva Marie is like, I have haters, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're right. You're on
something. It seems subtle and it seems more intrinsic with who they are as a person, but I that's the vibe I get from them. Dana Brooke, I'm not willing to forgive because she just seems like she doesn't
she's the
really
bitch
care.
And she knows it.
Yeah. And
she got a pass from Triple H apparently to come in because she's a bodybuilder or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And
even legitimately, as much as we're supposed to hate her, dude, she's training with the Brian Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know, and she's putting effort to try to make herself look better than she...
I feel like she's trying more, you know?
You know, it's funny you mention that. My wife, she watches Total Divas.
Sometimes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in the same room, so...
By association.
Yeah. So...
Whatever gets you late, bro.
It is her house.
Just... I'm paying the whole guy. So on that show, they actually make that the other divas are trying to alienate her and give her shit for actually trying to learn how to wrestle. How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
The way to the top is not through training, it's through f***ing.
Okay. That's the message they were pretty much giving out because, like, they're showing Eva Marie, like, training with Brian Kendrick. And then cut to the other divas, like, bitching about her, complaining about her because she was actually trying to learn how to wrestle.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So that's all. I just thought that was good.
All right. Well, comparing Eva Marie to Dana Brooke, let's fast forward to the main event of the evening.
No F's were given about Bullfit.
Okay, I hated this.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay, so Bullfit. I can't believe that Corey Graves was actually playing along with it, saying, wow, he does look like he's in great shape. He looks the same. He didn't gain weight. He didn't lose weight. He's the same fool that you saw 3 weeks ago before this training program. Like, Bullfit hasn't done anything for him. At all.
He needs new wrestling attire. He needs like two or three levels of Spanx. I liked the drifter character that the guy had.
Yes.
That's got potential.
You know who that...
That's CJ Parker better than CJ Parker.
You know what? I thought that... I legit thought, oh crap, one of our listeners, Hugh Green, made it onto NXT.
Damn, Honky Tonk got in good shape.
I want to counter what you just said
uh-huh.
about... Corey Graves going along with it and this and that.
Uh-huh.
That right there, my friend, is old school heel commentary.
Yeah, I guess.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
In their minds, in the heel's mind,
yeah,
everything worked for what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's been training, he's been working out for 3 weeks. God, look at him.
Look at him. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do anything. Like
it's that. Like... Buddy Rose in Blow Away. You put the powder on him and it's supposed to blow away all the fat.
You really reached way back for that one.
I got it.
Yeah.
You see the gray hair in my beard? That's how I got there.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Now, main event time. First word that pops into your head after watching this main event match.
Pointless.
I fell asleep.
Just one word.
I would have rather fallen asleep.
Really?
I did fall asleep. I watched it again.
Somebody take the lead.
I woke up to Emma's music playing and them announcing Emma as the winner, and I was like, what? Okay, I'm going to the bedroom now. Like, I really, like, figured, okay, that kind of makes sense, that kind of doesn't, but whatever, I don't care, fine. And I don't know. Like, I was kind of hoping that I was wrong and that you two would tell me, no, man, you missed a really good match. You should really check it out. You know, Becky and Charlotte really did some cool things and Emma did, you know, this and that. I'm like, oh, okay. But from what I'm hearing from you two, maybe I was fine falling asleep.
There's a couple of problems with this match in general.
Okay.
One, you got three quarters of some good competition in that ring.
Okay.
The fourth one,
Dana Brooke.
That's problem number one. The second one was, why were they fighting? Like, why was it a fatal four way? Clearly, you had two faces that were had been together on the same team. And then the heels were, they've been together as a team.
Yeah.
Why make a fatal four way? Why not just do a tag team match? Yeah. To me, the booking didn't make any sense.
Well, how do you do a tag team for a number one contendership for a singles title?
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, it's for a number one contender of the Bayley's women's title.
Okay, well, maybe I fell asleep to that part.
I fell asleep to that part too. I kind of didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't. The match itself just wasn't, because you put Dana Brooke in there. I was already like fading out of that whole conversation. Yeah.
Well, okay. Emma is the number one contender for Bayley's title.
But there was an issue at the end of that match. The way it ended, the booking of this was just kind of all over the place. I don't know if it was a botch or whatever, but, you know, Emma does that little move where she gets the opponent in the, up against the bottom turnbuckle and she'll run and.
The Emma Mike sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. She did that to, what, Charlotte or Dana? And then she went over and did it to, Becky. And then she dragged Becky out and pinned her. And ref counted, 1, 2, 3. Match was over. Emma won. She never wins a match like that. That's a fluke. When, or whatever happened. I don't know what happened. A botch or something. To the point where they kept fighting after that to get their moves across or whatever. But, yeah. I mean, I guess the winner makes sense to be a heel since Bayley is the face.
Exactly.
So maybe she was supposed to win, but the way the finish came about was screwy or something. I'm not really sure what happened. It was a bad ending to the match. And that coupled with Dana being in it, I'm done.
Done. Chris, you have anything to add to that?
No.
Chris, do you have anything else that we can move on to?
Who watched Ring of Honor?
I tried to watch Ring of Honor on a separate night and I fell asleep.
We tried to watch Ring of Honor, but
apparently they already updated because their next show is going to be up for availability in the next hour or so. So we weren't able to watch this week's episode.
Aww.
But that doesn't really matter to us because we have our tickets for night one, which is All-Star Extravaganza.
We got to.
Friday, September 18th.
Yes.
At the Shrine Auditorium in San Antonio, Texas.
On my birthday. Yay.
Yes. I will be
taking. Get over it.
I will be taking cake for the audience.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. And then
make sure your business card is with him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're gearing up for night two.
This cake tastes 19th. Like cardboard. No, it's a business card.
Taste the wrestling goodness.
She's wrestling radio. Bitch!
We're making plans for night two, which is the TV tapings.
Yes.
On the 19th, Saturday.
You mean they're not doing the TV tapings before the pay-per-view? That's a weird concept.
That's the other thing that I forgot to mention over here on the microphone. It was hard for me to take the commentary seriously when they were transitioning into the video packages for the matches that happened on TakeOver, when I know that those segues were recorded before the matches even happened. So there's like dry commentary. They didn't really give you anything because they don't know nothing happened yet.
Yeah.
I just kind of rubbed it the wrong way.
You know, one last thing I did want to mention about the whole TakeOver event. I wanted to mention this last week, but I really dug, I remember talking about the overall feel of the show. I really dug the fact that they dimmed the lights on the crowd and it was just a spotlight on the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I wish that would be more focused, not on everything, maybe just on NXT, maybe. You don't need to do it on Raw or SmackDown, but just, it made it feel special.
Yeah.
You know, make what's happening in the ring important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot to mention last week. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Lone Star is coming down the pike, September 26th.
Ah, yes, that is correct.
Debuts and returns, kind of?
Yeah, Scott Summers is going to be on the card. He's going to be taking on the champion, John Saxton.
Oh! Holy crap!
old school hard hitting guy versus old school hard hitting guy.
Yeah.
That's going to be intense. Yes. Yeah. Hard hitting, intense. It's,
they're going to wow the crowd.
And then Barbie's defending her Lone Star Women's Championship against Candice LeRae. She's making up for
her
no show at Bustin' for Autism. Yeah,
we'll say injury. No show sounds weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was because of her injury. Yes, that's exactly what it was. Injury.
Yes.
So yeah, that's gonna be pretty cool. Really looking forward to that. Get your tickets at LoneStarWrestling.com.
ROW's got a TV taping coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I believe the 12th. 12th sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 12th. Yeah. I think that's right. That's
Yeah. 12 sounds good. Yeah.
That's still going to be at the Clear Lake Rec Center.
They don't have all their new digs set up yet.
No. Okay. All right. No. All right. Cool. And, yeah, we're still waiting to hear when the next tap is going to be. So we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out as soon as that
happens.
If and when.
Yeah. If and when. If and when. So, what else we got?
That's it.
That's the show?
That's the show.
Wow.
Ta-da. All right, there you go.
Yeah, who did
that? Makes up for the marathon, though, last week.
Yeah, I know. A short show? Oof, thank you. All right.
Most of it was news.
I know, right? Like, sad news. Like, oh, that's messed up news. Gah.
It's like, welcome to episode 148 of Hard Copy. Oh, no, wait, it was Snuka. Welcome to the 148th episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
That's a good one. Freaking cold case over here. All right.
What's that show with the guy, with the narrator guy that Nancy likes that you guys on ID?
Oh, God dang it. I don't know.
Dateline.
Dateline?
No, it's a current affair.
A current affair, yes! With
triangle?
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah.
All right. Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
God, I can't wait for the Royal Rumble!
You can't wait to feel the power!
That's a new day!